Welcome to Short Take. Ilkay Çatak was born in Berlin in 1984 as the son of a Turkish immigrant family. Growing up in Germany and Turkey, the filmmaker graduated from high school in Istanbul and then studied business administration in Berlin. Ilkay discovered his love for cinema with creative partner Johannes Dunker and then studied at the Film Academy in Hamburg. He won the Student Academy Award with his short film Fidelity. His latest, The Teacher's Lounge, has received many awards, played at a multitude of international film festivals, and is Germany's Oscar entry 2023. We talked to Ilkay via video call. Hi Ilkay, thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in.
Yeah, let's go.
How would you describe your current mood in, ideally, three words?
Tired, but happy.
What is your favorite way to spend time?
I think it's socializing with friends and family, and sometimes with strangers.
Do you have a guilty pleasure?
Oh, many. Way too many. But my chess addiction is one of them.
Ooh, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, I like to play chess. Mm-hmm.
What is the favorite job you've done? And it doesn't necessarily have to be film related, can be anything.
During my college years, I earned money with selling ice cream. I had a little parlor in Berlin Kreuzberg.
Oh, okay.
And I remember that at Engelbecken. And I remember that it was a very nice time because I got to spend time in the open and I was selling ice cream to people and that made them happy. And that's probably the best job next to being a film director that I ever had.
Sounds great. What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
I don't know, but I think like my friends won't judge me. Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite food?
I think it's tacos and margaritas, Mexican food. I love Mexican food, yeah.
And if you weren't a director, what would you be?
Probably a musician or a deep sea diver or something like that.
Okay.
Like I like to dive and lose myself in the space of the ocean.
Okay, so with oxygen and all the works.
I imagine myself like living in ancient times without the oxygen and just diving, you know, just diving without any equipment.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I would love to be invisible sometimes. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, sneak around, watch people without them seeing me. It's kind of a fantasy I have sometimes.
What is your favorite movie or possibly TV series related memory and maybe also as an audience member?
Oh, yeah, there are many, many very impressive movie going experiences. But I think sitting in the Palace of Cannes at the world premiere of Tony Erdmann, standing ovations, I mean, goosebumps. That was just something you don't encounter every day.
Yeah, I would imagine. What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
It's called Unwanted Advances by an American author called Laura Kipney. It's a book about sexual paranoia going on U.S. campuses. And it's about this whole notion of the safe space. Yeah, how power dynamics on campus are shifting.
Now, do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
In fact, I do. It's Bartleby the Scrivener by Herman Melville. Bartleby the Scrivener is a guy who just prefers not to at some point. That's his line. I would prefer not to. And it's a very interesting book that I read like 20 years ago and didn't really understand, but it kind of stuck with me and it very much influenced The Teacher's Lounge, because there is like this hidden energy in just saying no.
Yeah.
And and that guy is just a hero. Mm-hmm. Bartleby the Scrivener.
Okay. What is the next, possibly German, but not necessarily, TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And it can be something that you're involved in as well.
Yeah, it would actually be funny if I were to say, I'm curious to see what I'm going to do next, which is always the case because I never really know what the film that I'm doing is going to look like. Mm-hmm. But if we're a little less self-centered, it'll probably be Christian Schwocho's next work because I very much enjoyed Bad Banks and The Crown, and I'm very curious to see what he's going to do next.
Yeah. Okay. And which German upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for?
I don't know if it's okay to say she's upcoming because I think she's also very established, but I've only seen one of her films. That's Eva Trobisch. Mm-hmm. And I'm very curious to see what she's going to come up with next.
Yeah.
And as for the established filmmaker, I would probably say Maren Ade because, yeah, she just cracks me up.
And we're getting a little bit personal now. What do you like most about yourself? Sorry.
So it's okay. It's probably that I'm smart enough to surround myself with people who are smarter.
Okay. And what do you dislike about yourself?
Oh, my impatience. I'm so impatient.
I can relate to that. What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like the idea of regretting. It's not an emotional state that I go to. Mm-hmm.
Which random thing makes you happy?
When people smile for no reason, I think. Mm-hmm. That just makes me happy.
Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general? Like Bartleby.
Yeah, I don't wake up in the morning and say, this is my motto, let's go. But mm-hmm. I think one recurring thing is hope for everything, expect nothing. Mm-hmm. So I'm a very hopeful person, but I expect nothing from people or the world or whatever. But I always hope for everything. And that keeps me going, I think.
Okay. And we're already at the last question, which might be a little bit tricky for you to answer, but hopefully you have something. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
That's funny. I think it would be Marcello Mastroianni, straight out of 8 and a Half.
Okay. Very specific.
Very specific. Like that guy in that movie is just so, I could just relate to him, and it was just resonated with me a lot. And apart from that, the guy is just really, he's a cool cat. So
that is true. That is very true.
I'd like to be as cool as he is.
And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today. It was a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
ShoreTake is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.